Tonight. What'd you do over the weekend? Hopefully something exciting. Mitt Romney was using his recent win in the debates to say this to America.
I want you to know that great days are ahead. America's greatest days are not in the past. It may be a little cloudy today, but the sunshine is coming through, guys, for this country.
All right, so a big debate win for Mitt Romney. And the question becomes, boy, we're whittling away the days as to getting closer and closer to November 6th. Right now, in the polls, things have really gotten closer between Obama and Romney, even polls that slant to the left. So what does it all mean as we, as I said, get closer to this big election day? Will it be four more years for Obama, or is it going to be packing time? Is it going to be moving day? What do you predict? Do you think we're going to see moving trucks for the Obamas headed to Chicago? Or will we see, and will we see instead, the Romneys move in? Boy, that'd be a big move, wouldn't it? Well, I guess the grandkids and the kids would just be visiting, so it would just be the two of them if that should happen. More and more people I talk to, even those who are lifelong Democrats, are saying that they don't feel so confident that Obama is going to win four more years. He's going to get that second time around like the last two presidents have. What are you hearing in your neighborhood? That's what I want to know. I want to know the buzz, the honest buzz. Are you hearing that most people believe that Obama's going to win even if they don't like him, or that they do like him and he's going to win, or that we saw the job numbers dip a little bit to 7.8, the last job report that came out on Friday shows the same number that Obama had coming into office when he was sworn in anyway in January of 2009. You're always invited to participate. As you know, it's a lonely highway without all of you. So you can send me your thoughts at americatonight.net, or you can chime in by ringing in 855-266-KATE, 855-266-5283. What is the deal with the TSA and problems with stealing? We've seen this with the one guy, the one nut that decided he was going to take iPads and whatever he could off of people that were going through, and because maybe they left him, didn't see them, whatever it was, and then he would easily take them and walk away with them. And what they did was they implanted a little tracking device and purposely set somebody up that they thought was stealing. Now, you have a TSA agent accused of stealing $100 from a passenger's wallet. They say that an officer at LAX who was there on the job had to be arrested because they suspected him of ripping off money from somebody's wallet. I mean, how crafty are you to do that? He put this. What happened was a guy went through, which we're all told to do. He put, especially men, this happens all the time. They always have to put their wallets in. He put his wallet and some other things in the bin. It went through the X-ray machine, and then it needed to go through a second time. When the bin came out the second time, the guy went for his wallet. It was open, and his credit cards were scattered inside. And there was money that was missing. $100 was missing. The wallet had $500 or something in it, and 100 of it was missing. I mean, this is ridiculous. Now you not only get the shakedown, but you get stuck up when you go through to get x-rayed and take off your shoes for the fifth time in the day if you have connecting flights. You know, it was interesting in going through customs, because I just got back from Ireland. On the Irish side in Dublin, boy, they don't ask you any questions. You just go through, snip, snip, that's it. They just, you know, they just do that thing where they hit your passport like this, you know, boom, boom, give you the stamp, and then you move through. But you knew when you went to customs on the Irish side, when you stepped on the what was considered U.S. soil in the basement, by the way, in Dublin. And then no taking off the shoes. And I said, well, you don't have to take off your shoes through the when you go through the Irish security. Oh, no, no, lass. We don't take, you don't take off your shoes here. You'll do that downstairs, of course. So after just breezing through Irish, through the Irish security, then you go into the American side of it, and you're taking off your shoes and your belt, and you're putting your wallets in the bin. I think people are tired of this. Nobody wants to read these stories about being ripped off when they go through because you got to put your stuff in the bin. I always wondered that when you start to have the backup, because people can't, I mean, it's crazy. They give you the bum's rush. You get through, and then you have to hurry up and get all your stuff together, and it's terrible because you can't ever really do it fast enough for the people that are breathing down your neck behind you who are going through, and all the bins are coming through so fast. So it makes sense that somebody could reach in, or X-ray a second time probably was pretty easy to go ahead and grab that money, and that's what happened there. If you have any TSA stories, share them with me. I shared the email address. Send it to the same place, americatonight.net. americatonight.net. By the way, I went through so many security checkpoints, but I had no problems this time around. However, I sat next to a Turkish guy, Yeet, on the airplane coming home. Nice guy, 27 years old, works for Google, got a master's in Oxford. And the reason I'm sharing the story is because he told me every single time that he goes through U.S. security, he gets put into a little room and they ask him questions about why he has this open visa. And the visa they're talking about is he applied to Carnegie Mellon and they took a long time deciding, you know, or they took a long time getting to him about whether or not he was going to get in. And they finally did and said, and he said, yes, I'm going to go there. And so they had done all the visa work and everything. But in the meantime, he had decided Oxford accepted him, and he decided to go there instead in England. So that's how he had the thing with the visa hanging over his head. And they told him, for the rest of your life, you're going to have that because you've been flagged. So with the flag there, you're always going to be questioned, what was the deal? And you're going to always have to say that you went to Oxford instead of Carnegie Mellon. Just saying, that's the kind of stuff that happens to other people. And he works for Google and looks like he may be moving to San Francisco, and he's going to have to go back and forth to Turkey, so he's going to get that a lot in his life. You wonder about Homeland Security and who we're missing that's actually crawling through the net. They're easily getting through, and then things like this story of the guy having to have the bin go through a second time, so that somebody realizes, ooh, the wallet's got a lot of money in it. It's thick. You know how wallets, if you have a lot of bills in it, would look thick so they know there's money in there, and this guy reaches in and grabs it. Or the other people that were stealing iPads and other things, cell phones. I've heard of cell phones also getting ripped off there. Hey, no rip-off here on America Tonight. Coming up next, back by popular demand anyway, or coming up next hour, we've got Saul Album joining us from Oslo, Norway. And I hope you can stay tuned for that because he's putting together a whole series for America Tonight on things you need to know about business. All these people trying to start their little businesses, whether it's a roadside stand or maybe something a little bit bigger. So that's going to be exciting stuff. That's coming up in our third hour of America Tonight. Hang with us. What's happening around the world, we're going to tell you next.
Let's keep preparedness simple. Do you need stuff for disasters? Of course you do. For over 15 years, DisasterStuff.com has, well, stuff for disasters. See? Easy to remember. DisasterStuff.com. Want free shipping on a new Berkey water filter? DisasterStuff.com is the official Berkey in-stock shipping center. Lots of folks want an EMP Faraday bag to protect sensitive electronics during a solar or nuclear event. Now Now, for a limited time, all survival gear purchases over $75 include a free 8x8-inch EMP Faraday bag. Just enter promo code EMPBAG when you check out at DisasterStuff.com. We're also a Country Living Grain Mill authorized dealer. Plus, we offer freeze-dried foods by Alpine Air and Wise Foods. We also carry emergency kits, survival seeds, and much more. Preparedness should be simple, and it is. Just remember, DisasterStuff.com. Freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant in your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 Organic Soil Conditioner, Fertilizer Amendment, and Compost Accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at Terraganics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
Crossing the stage, I know you can feel the excitement. Shake it up, turn it on, shake it up.
Scriptless show in the business. We don't use a teleprompter here. I used a teleprompter only a few times in my life, and I hated it. I used to get in trouble for going off the teleprompter when I was in television news because they hated that. When they had to have cues when you rolled a tape, and I didn't like the teleprompter because it felt like you were just reading words on the page. So we're not reading words on the page here. As I said, you're invited to ring in on this one, 855-266-KATE, 855-266-5283. We're down to 1 month in the campaign, 1 month campaigning for Romney and Obama, and then it's off to the polls to vote for president and, of course, all of the House. And a big chunk of the Senate as well. People forget about the legislative branch, but oh, don't forget about them, because that's a big part of why we are where we are. Who's making the laws? Who's coming up with what's happening or not happening on the Hill? And how come there's not any of this cooperation? There's got to be some stinking cooperation eventually, or nothing's going to happen. I mentioned that I had just gotten back from Ireland, and pretty soon, if you go to americatonight.net, it might already be up there, but I'm going to put up, Rob Kowal has assured me he's going to put up a bunch of pictures from my Ireland trip so you can see some of the places that I went. I went to some great places. In the end, I got to go to the Blarney Stone, or Blarney Castle, and kiss the Blarney Stone, which I didn't realize you had to hang upside down to do. You have to climb all the way to the top of the castle, and then there's a guy there that holds you in place pretty much as you kiss the stone. It's the craziest thing ever, but it's gorgeous. The grounds are incredible. It looks like a scene from a storybook, I'm telling you. You could look at the forest in Snow White, and that's pretty much what you see when you go to Blarney Castle anyway. And then I also had a chance to go to the Guinness Factory in Jameson, and I mentioned some of that because Ireland, known for its various whiskey companies and whiskey, but especially Jameson. And I learned something interesting. They have a beer over there called Murphy's Beer, which is really Heineken. Heineken was taken over by Murphy's is basically Heineken, Murphy's is in Ireland. And the companies in Ireland, because they get a 4-year tax break, it's amazing the players there. I saw an Apple factory, and they in Cork, Ireland, they've got about 500 people there. And Google has 3,000 people or so working in their Irish European headquarters, which is in Dublin. LinkedIn is there. Facebook is there. So, corporate tax breaks. A lot of American companies also having headquarters in Ireland, and that's the reason why. I had a couple of questions through the miracle of chat, including from Harmony, who says, did it feel weird, Kate, going through customs? You know, it was easier than I thought. I thought it was going to be much more of a headache because I had a stick, a hurling stick for my nephew, which is the big sport that they play over there. In fact, the Irish Championship was held at the time that I was in Dublin. And it's their version, in a way, it's their version of football. I mean, they have rugby, but how exciting and how huge it is. Hurling is the biggest for them. So I had this stick, and the stick was oversized. That had to be checked in. When I first got to the airport, the customs guy did say to me, you realize this is a weapon. I know you're not going to use it as a weapon, but this has got to be checked all the way through. And then I had no problems with that. There was no flinging open of the suitcases and rifling through the stuff and dragging the suitcases around. The last time I went through customs in Miami, it was much more of a hassle. Grabbing suitcases, running for gates, and going through what you have to go through at customs was a bigger deal than through Dublin, and then coming back through Dublin, going through Chicago. It wasn't as much of a hassle as I thought. So to answer that question, that's it. It really wasn't so much of a hassle. It's interesting that on the Irish side, though, you go through and they don't frisk you down, pull you aside, wand you or any of that, or at least I certainly didn't have that or see anyone else have that. And you keep your shoes on. How about that? Then Black Dog 2000 says they need a smoking section inside the terminals, Kate. They have a smoking section in some terminals. In Miami, they've got one right in the middle. It's all glassed in, although it's very strange. All you see is smoke. It's almost like they put a bunch of people in a room and they pumped in a bunch of smoke because you can't even see it. Wait, is there people in there? But there is a place that where you don't have to leave the terminal. So, you know, how about that? And Black Dog also, known for his sarcasm, taking his little digs, which is pretty funny, though. He says, yes, you do, Kate. It's called cue cards. Same thing. Oh, I only wish I had cue cards. I don't have cue cards. There are no cue cards in this show. Cue cards. Blank pieces of paper? I don't know what he's talking about. In radio? No. There's no cue cards.
Trust me, we'd be a lot more organized if we had cue cards.
I know. You would never hear any stumbles if there
Man,
were cue cards.
Maybe we should start implementing those.
That's right. Virtual cue cards. Go to break now. Stop talking now.
I wish I had a stop sign. I need one of those.
Shut up now. Go to break. Yeah, there's no cue cards. No. You think this is the Price is Right? That's where you see everything when you go to game shows or TV. You go to TV shows that have live audiences because they have the warm-up person who gets people excited about who's coming up, and they have those signs, the applause signs. They have cue cards there. They hold up cue cards. So that's where you see that kind of stuff. And really, most of it, anything to do with television news, it's still all teleprompter. It's electronic. They load all the scripts in that way. Nothing worse than trying to teach a bunch of anchor people how to load scripts into a teleprompter. I've seen it, and it's a very dangerous thing, let me tell you. All right, speaking of dangerous, Jerry Sandusky, with all the nonsense, and I don't want to relive that, but all the crap that happened at Penn State, how many men he ruined, how many lives he ruined by getting away with the child abuse that he got away with, because we all know that. It slipped through. He slipped through the wire and should never have slipped through the wire. But now he's not. He's going to be sentenced on Tuesday. And I think he should be a fair sentence for him with 40-plus charges and convictions for. A fair sentence for him would be just the rest of his life. I mean, he molested so many boys over however many years. And if he had been stopped earlier, and that's the sick, sad thing about the story, how many wouldn't have been molested? How many wouldn't have had to go through that pain and relive that nightmare for the rest of their life? So he's in his late 60s. He deserves to be put away for the rest of his life, period. End of story. If there's any justice, that's exactly what's going to happen to him. Speaking of any justice, boy, the people in Venezuela, what are they thinking? You think they were stuffing the ballot boxes there? Speaking of only a month left to vote in our elections, in Caracas, the president, Hugo Chavez, won re-election, and, of course, supposedly this new big bad endorsement of his socialist project by surviving the closest race that he's had in a long time after a wild campaign. The opposing team, the opposition, accused him of unfairly using Venezuelans' oil wealth. Oh, you think? And his near total control of state institutions to his advantage, you think? But the people didn't care. I'm thinking that there was some stuffing of the ballot boxes happening there, because 90% of the votes were counted. Chavez had more than 54% of the vote to 45% for the challenger, who was Enrique Capriles, and he's a former state governor who energized the opposition. He was all over Venezuela, but apparently it wasn't enough. It wasn't enough. And they've had some violent crime really spring out in Venezuela. You know, Chavez has been president for 14 years. So if you break down the vote, Chavez beat his opponent by 1.2 million votes. He won in 2006 with 63% of the vote. So a different story this time around. But, I mean, still, how this crowd, how these people vote for him, I don't get it. Especially based on things I've heard from people who used to live there. You know, come on, what are they thinking? All right, stay with us. More to come as we mix it up in a couple of different directions, as we're known to do here on America Tonight. You can jingle 855-266-KATE, 855-266-5283. Meet you in a few.
Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Alli-C. Why Alli-C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Alli-C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Alli-C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Alli-C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Alli-C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Alli-C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Alli-C. For more information and to order Alli-C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Alli-C today.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
My name is Gary Johnson. Today I reach out to you, members of all political parties. I reach out to everyone with a vote and an axe to grind. I ask you to join me in trying something that's never been attempted before in America. Let's put our parties and our differences aside one time. Be libertarian with me for one election. Together, we'll stop the spending and end the wars. Together, we'll rebuild our own roads, bridges, schools, and hospitals instead of building theirs half a world away. Together, we'll restore our industrial might and our economy. And if in 4 years we as a people decide we don't like peace, prosperity, and freedom, we can always vote failure back into office again. We the people live free.
Gary Johnson, Libertarian for President.
Paid for by Gary Johnson, 2012.
If you like cow's milk, you'll love camel milk.
Yes, the newest, oldest thing in the world, camel milk, has sustained civilizations for thousands of years. Here's just one user's testimonial.
My Lyme-stricken boy developed severe allergies to nearly every food he ingested. At first, I was scared to death to try camel milk, but he had no allergic reactions of any kind, nothing. The camel milk was wondrous in healing his GI issues, and it's the one thing I can attribute to his getting out of bed after almost a year spent there, too ill to do anything.
Camel milk is loaded with health benefits, far superior to other milk, is rich in B vitamins, and 3 times higher in vitamin C than cow's milk, 10 times higher in iron. Camel milk comes fresh or frozen from your trusted local family farm, Humpback Dairies of Miller, Missouri. To order, call this number, 1-417-848-7570. That's 1-417-848-7570. Call 1-417-848-7570 for camel milk, the best kept health secret ever.
Here it comes, another cold and flu season. Get ready for it and save now during the pre-winter sale at HerbalHealer.com. Don't be without powerful natural flu fighters like elderberry power capsules. They support the immune system and they have antiviral properties. Another powerful antiviral is olive leaf capsules, highly recommended by Herbal Healer Academy. Also on sale is Physician Strength Oregacillin, a savior for the lungs. It fights bacteria, virus, and fungus. Our famous 4-herb capsules are a gentle liver cleanser and can be taken daily. Also featured this winter are the homeopathic detoxes, liver, kidney, lung, lymph, whole body, and brain detox on sale. And remember, as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Log on and hit the pre-winter specials at HerbalHealer.com. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Bucks barely down the street with the people way down low. Ain't no sound but the sound of speech. Machine guns ready to go. Are you ready? Hey, are you ready for this? Are you hanging on the edge of your seat? Out of the doorway, the bullets rip. To the sound of the beat, yeah. Another one bites the dust. Another one bites the dust. And another one gone, and another one gone. Another one bites the dust, yeah. Hey, gonna get you too. Another one bites the dust. How do you think I'm gonna get along without you when you're gone? You took me for everything that I had and kicked me out of my own. I am
it. All right, so they say Casper in the street. Hugo Chavez winning another election. Yeah, winning another election. Stealing another election in Venezuela. Hey, hey, everybody. Kate Delaney, America Tonight. Thanks for hanging with me. If you've never heard the show before, welcome. If you want to ring in, throw in your 2 cents, let some smack fly. I know some of you are alive and thriving out there. 855-266-KATE. 855-266-5283. A month from now, do you think Obama is thinking about packing up 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue and heading to Rahm Emanuel territory, Chicago, or will they redecorate? And is it the end of Mitt Romney quotes and comments across the board? Because he won't be significant anymore if he loses the election. What do you think happens with 1 month left? Looking at the polls, pretty much looks neck and neck from the poll perspective. It's all about the electoral votes, however. 270 is what I think Romney would need to pull it off, and he would have to win Ohio. When I was on my trip to Ireland, I met two guys from Ohio, and both of them told me that nobody they know, including many Democrats, is voting for Obama. But yet when the Ohio polls come out, that's what you see. You see that Romney's in the mix, and he's not that far out of it, but he's not in the lead. So is it just the people that are being polled? Is it teachers or others that would definitely most likely not vote for Mitt Romney? Or are those the people that are being dialed up? Or what's happening there? Is there somehow a big miss? I'll tell you one thing. In Ohio, more than, excuse me, any other state, there are so many political ads, it's just absolutely insane. I can't remember what it is, but I know it's however an hour, how many an hour are being pumped out. And as we get closer to November 6th, I think we're going to see more and more and more of that. So, you know, we have a mailbag coming up. In fact, I ran to the mailroom, the virtual mailroom, when I got back from Ireland, and I could not believe how much mail we had. So without further ado, let's head to the mailbag.
The mail is here!
Woo! Alright, this one from Todd, who says, "Hello, Kate Delaney. I haven't emailed you in a very long time. I have to say I got a big kick out of your Ireland trip. Some of the conversations were cool, especially the thing about Bram Stoker. I have always been a Dracula fan. I was surprised to hear you say that you like the Dracula genre, and I wondered what was your favorite. Is the original Dracula your fave, or is it something else?" You know, the Anne Rice books, for me, not now, but initially, the Anne Rice books really got me back on that Dracula thing. But when I was a kid, I was fascinated by it. So I always had, I know it's weird. I guess it's not weird, because you have comedies, you have drama, you have horror genre, whatever. And I didn't like slasher, stupid Jason movies like that, because I didn't think there was much to it, except for the original Halloween. But the anything Dracula, I liked it. I guess there was something about it. And now hearing the backstory, which I didn't know very much about, with Bram Stoker was interesting, because in a country like Ireland, where it's all about religion, Protestant religion, Catholics, Protestants and Catholics, you know, the whole Belfast thing. And then you have this Bram Stoker who grows up in Dublin. Here's the story of the graveyards where you can't have people who commit suicide in certain graveyards, because they won't allow it unless they have a stake driven through their heart, because they're considered not to be worthy of putting in consecrated ground. So you think this is the kind of stuff he's hearing when he's a kid and is fascinated by. And then other things that would relate to vampire-ish, like the Christchurch, they had a weird thing where the bodies didn't decay, and it was something to do with temperatures or whatever, and he knew that story. And yet they don't really embrace, they until recently, they really haven't embraced him as a writer, acknowledged him. Now they do. I mean, you see there's a plaque of him at Dublin Castle, and more people are talking about Bram Stoker. So I guess to answer your question, I do like the whole original Dracula story, and it emanates from Bram Stoker. And then the offshoot would be, you know, the whole Anne Rice stuff and whatever. And I was a fan of True Blood, of watching that series, the whole setup of it being held in New Orleans, and that Charlene Harris's books. And I never had read her books, but now have read her books after seeing that series. So There you go. Here's one comes to us from Bill, who says, man, I can't believe that already it's come down to this. We have only a month left, Kate. I have to say, and I think I've emailed you this before, that a lot of people in my neighborhood are Democrats who are disillusioned and they don't want to vote at all. They say they're not going to vote for anybody, and I believe them. I don't think they're going to go to the polls. I won't see my neighbors there. I can tell you that I am not a lifelong Democrat. I voted for some Dems, but mostly Republicans, and I'm going to continue on that trend. I don't believe Obama is going to help us if he gets another 4 years. I think, in fact, he will kill us with Obamacare. Really, honestly, the more you look at it, I don't see how anyone thinks this is a good thing. I think it's something that he just tried to jam through, and the legislative body obliged. This is that question. I mean, this is the question I can't answer. I can only tell you what I hear and obviously what you're hearing, too. I hear more than anything that people are not going to vote, that people are just not voting. So if nobody's voting, then who's winning? If the people who the Republicans would normally count on aren't going to the polls, if the people who the Democrats would normally count on aren't going to the polls, then it's going to be, what, the in-betweens that are going to decide this? I find that hard to believe. What I wonder is, are we going to, even though people are protesting vocally what they're saying, what your neighbors are saying, are we going to see a decent turnout? And, you know, are we going to see a decent turnout? All right, here's one from Jake listening to us in Texas. Kate, have you seen what's going on in California? I read a story the other day in the Statesman that California is running out of gas. They're having to shut down stations. Is this true? You know, it's interesting. They've had a problem with gas siphoning, and they're having a problem, of course, because the average for a gallon of regular in Cali is up to $4.64 just for a gallon of regular. Think about all those people in California who run on a premium, and who run on not a gallon of regular. If we're talking about regulars costing $4.64, what are they paying for a premium? And I did see, as you obviously did, as Jake obviously did in his local paper, I did see lines of cars lined up. And there are gas stations in the reports that I've read that have run out of gas. That's a scary thing because, let me tell you, if there's a state that runs on gasoline, it's got to be California. You're not talking about a great transportation system there. They do have transportation, like, you know, buses and stuff, but that's not what the commuters rely on. You have to have a car in California. If you're the average commuter, you're commuting at least 45 minutes each way, and you have got to have a ride, you know, without a doubt. So if they're paying those kind of prices and then they're running out of gas, if your local, you know, your local gas stations were out and you got to find some other place and you're on your way to work, that's that thing about filling up your tank ahead of time or keeping some gas in. You know, in going overseas and seeing the price of gasoline, it was crazy. We rented a car at one point, and to fill up just a tiny car that almost looked like a small Toyota, it was $60 to fill it up because, of course, gasoline is much higher. And when I talk to people about that, what they told me they do is they fill up just a little bit. They just keep enough in the tank because it's cost too much. They don't want to get smacked every time they go and fill up. They don't want to pay $60, $70, $75, $80 in some cases with the bigger cars. But most people had smaller cars probably for that reason. All right, let's take another one. This one comes to us from Joe, who's listening to us, WVMT in Vermont. Hey, Kate Delaney, good to have you back on U.S. soil. Thumbs up to Bob, your buddy. He did a fine job filling in. It's never quite the same without you, but he certainly sounded good, and it was good that we were able to hear what was breaking and some of the news that was happening. But good to have you back. Hope you enjoyed Ireland. What was the worst thing and what was the best thing? Oh, that's a loaded question. The worst thing was the coffee. They have terrible coffee in Ireland, so, you know, that's like a stake to my heart.
You didn't put enough whiskey in it.
Nah, I should have put whiskey in it. It would have made it drinkable. It's like brown sugar or white sugar. They don't even have any kind of artificial sugar. And it's just awful the way they made the coffee. The best thing about Ireland is the people. The people were fantastic. All right, we're talking football next here on ATN. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis, but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
So you don't want to carry a gun, but you do want to ensure your personal safety. Then empower yourself legally with self-defense products from StunGunMikes.com. Stun guns come in more shapes than just what you see on TV. Now you can get a powerful mini stun gun that fits in the palm of your hand, a stun baton, or a cell phone or lipstick stun gun. StunGunMikes.com also carries real spy gear like bug and metal detectors and discreet car and home security cameras that hide in almost any type of everyday object, from alarm clocks to pens. Now you can see how your babysitter really treats your children. Go to StunGunMikes.com, spelled just like it sounds. StunGunMikes.com. Buy real spy gear from StunGunMikes.com, just like the exact same spy gear sold to the government, military, corporate security, law enforcement, and private detectives. Empower yourself with self-defense products now from StunGunMikes.com.
You store guns, ammo, and food and water. But do you store peace of mind when it comes to your firearms? Now you can with Duracoat. The last thing anyone needs is a firearm that won't work when you need it most. Improve the factory finish and Duracoat your firearms once for a lifetime of protection against rust and corrosion. And Duracoat also protects against water, salt water, mud, grime, or whatever nature throws at you. The Duracoat Shake and Spray Finishing Kit has everything you need to finish a complete firearm for just $34.95. No need for an airbrush or other spray equipment. Just degrease, then spray on Duracoat and let dry for a lifetime of protection. Duracoat is the simplest and most user-friendly firearm finish you can buy. Use Duracoat on knives, camping equipment, or anything metal, plastic, or wood you want to protect from the elements. Call 800-830-6677 or visit Duracoat.net. Spelled Duracoat.net. Duracoat, the finest firearm finish on the planet.
Shotgun, Alex can drop deep to throw. Looking. He's throwing a ball to the end zone. He's got Crabtree. Touchdown! The 49ers go to the end zone, and Smith delivers perfect to Crabtree.
Wilson has time. Stop, throws hard inside. Golden Tate! Touchdown! Seahawks on a terrific catch and run after the catch. Golden Tate bounces off two defenders and into the end zone. 13 yards, his third TD on the season.
Eli Manning in the shotgun. He's back to pass, looking long. He's got Cruz, and he's got a hat trick. Touchdown, Victor Cruz, right corner of the end zone on Trevin Wade.
Under a third down, takes the snap, swings it quickly out right to Percy at the 15. He eludes one tackle, make it two, inside the five. Touchdown! You can't stop Percy Harvin. You can't stop him catching, returning kick, or rushing. That's a 10-yard touchdown, and the Vikings are blowing out the Titans.
Three steps up in the pocket, throws, and it's wide open. Henderson, 10, 5, and there it is! He's done it! High tops and flat tops give way to low cuts and true cuts. Drew Brees passes Johnny Unitas, throwing a touchdown in his 48th straight game. It is a 40-yard strike to Devery Henderson.
Henderson launches the ball, and this one's picked off Charles Tillman. He's going back the other way at the 25 and the 20. He's at the 15 and the 10. He's on his feet. He's going to score. Touchdown, Chicago.
Andrew Luck. Takes the snap, sets up, looks. He throws. Caught by
Reggie. Did he get it? Yes.
It
yes. Yes.
Out of the hold of Tim Mintz. They down to one knee. Right hand spark. Here's the snap. Placement. Kick end over end of the upright. It's no good. He's holding left.
In the NFL, nail the score was Denver and New England. And New England won that 31-21. Nobody nailed the score. Bob said New England 28-14. Matt said New England 24-20. Dr. E in Kentucky said 24-20 New England. And then a couple other people picked New England, like Dale in Illinois. He said 30-14. But nobody nailed the score this time around. It's not in Missouri or in Illinois or Connecticut or any of those spots. And, of course, Dave in Vermont was our guy who nailed the score out of the gate. So Dave in Vermont, his prize package is waiting for him to be sent. The last few things have trickled in, so that's pretty exciting. And he hit it the first week out of the gate. What about those Minnesota Vikings? Who would have thunk that the Minnesota Vikings would be on the win streak that they're on? They just waffled Tennessee 30-7. Yeah. So the mothership, some people anyway, are pretty excited about what's going on with the Vikings. Matt, you're a Vikings fan. This has to be good for you to watch this. A crappy season for the Twins, and now you got the
Vikings.
It's
a daily double right now, because not only did the Vikings win and we improved to 4-1, but the across-the-border rivals, the Packers, managed somehow to give away a 21-3 or 21-7 lead to the Indianapolis Colts and managed to lose. So
yeah, 30-27.
It's a daily double for the Vikings fans right now. So to all you Packer fans out there, that's how it was for us last year.
Yeah, that's a rough loss, boy, too. Like you say, you're blowing them out, and then you give that all back.
Oh, man, it's deja vu for the Vikings last year, because I think our first four games last year, we had leads in maybe three of the four going into the second half and managed to lose all of them. So I know what you're feeling out there, Packer fans, and plus my dad's a Packer fan, too, so it's always a good family ribbing that we can get into.
It's fun when it's like that. And so week five in the NFL, crazy. We've got the Monday Night Football game, but you heard the comment, you heard the play-by-play there, Drew Brees, a touchdown pass, 48 straight games, so that sets a huge mark. And, you know, the football now is settling into some patterns, but I don't think there are patterns that would have necessarily been predicted at the beginning of the year. New England in the AFC East, they're 3-2. The Jets somehow miraculously are 2-2, because they're not setting the world on fire either. Baltimore, expected, they are 4-1. Cincinnati's behind them 3-2. And I mean, Cleveland, forget it, they're toast, 0-5. If you go to the AFC South, Houston 4-0, perfect, looking good. And Indy, as Matt was saying there, with their win coming back and knocking off Green Bay, they pick up their second win, so they're 2-2. In the West, San Diego is 3-2, they're on top, and Denver's behind them 2-3. I don't know that I would have predicted Oakland to be in the spot they're in. Oakland is 1-3. In the East, in the NFC, Philly is just trying to give it away, I guess, because they lose to Pittsburgh, so they're 3-2. The Giants are 3-2. Dallas is 2-2, and Washington is 2-3. You heard Matt talk about the Vikings. We just mentioned them. They're 4-1 in the North, and tied with Chicago, they're 4-1. And then you go from there. Green Bay, what's happening with them in the South? Atlanta, 5-0, just perfect record. They are on fire is what they are. And then you have to go in that division. It's pathetic. Everybody has one win, Tampa, Carolina, and New Orleans. And then in the West, Arizona's 4-1, and San Francisco's 4-1. And, you know, things are starting to kind of, like I said, shake out. But some of the things that are happening in the NFL for teams, you weren't predicted in any of the preseason mags. It isn't necessarily what we thought we would see in the first five games.
October is definitely contender, pretender,
yep,
trend mirage month, where you have teams like Arizona, Minnesota, that no one really expected them to do that well,
yes,
that are on top of the division.
But
and
where
it's
do they
this
go?
Month where,
yeah,
it's like, okay, did they just get lucky for the first couple of games, or are they legitimate contenders? And then you have other teams like, you know, the Jets were expected to do well. They're not doing so hot. You have, who else? Green Bay not doing so well. Denver is another team that with Peyton Manning, and you know, they went to the playoffs with Tim Tebow as their quarterback. They get Peyton Manning. You expect them to be doing well. They're only at 2-3. So this is the separation month where you find out kind of who's for real and who's kind of a faux pas.
Yeah, and you find out if you're for real with your fantasy football or your football pools either, or you're getting clobbered. Because that's the whole idea when you come out of the gate. You're hoping that you're going to be able to predict what's going to happen, but it's just like politics. There's so many similarities between sports and politics to me. It's unbelievable. The winners, the losers, my team, your team, who's on the offense, who's on the defense, who's throwing the deep ball, who is choking, who's fumbling. You know, there's a million sports analogies that we could plop on top of politics. And this is the make it or break time, as Matt's saying, where you see the pretenders. In politics, this is it, too. Who are the pretenders and who are the real contenders? And is Mitt Romney a real contender? Does he have a real shot at becoming the next president? Or is it just going through the motions and it looks good, sounds like it could be good, but gosh, Obama has too many supporters that are there in the wings to catch him if he falls and stumbles in another debate, because the next one is October 16th. So there's a little bit of a break in between. And the following Tuesday is what we're talking about with Hostrom. We'll, you know, go through the lead up of that. Foreign affairs is basically the thrust of it, what the discussion is mostly going to be on. So does Romney come out again on top, or does Obama find his footing and come out much better than he did the first time around? The first time around, he seemed as though he was disinterested and did not want to be there. He did not want to be at those debates. It was almost kind of like, do I really have to do that? Do I really have to be there here and do this thing? And he did, and unfortunately he didn't come out strong at all for him, unfortunately, because you would think that he would, but he absolutely didn't. All right, Harmony asks, Kate, did you go to a rugby game over there or anything like that? Great question. Trinity College, I got to see a little bit of rugby there. It's wild. It is a very cool sport. I've seen some rugby before, but they really play it. I mean, seriously, they're leaving that field all bloodied up and all scraped up and everything else, and they don't look any worse for the wear. It's crazy, I'm telling you.
I'm stupid. You're smart. You just don't get it, weird. You don't.
Duh. Winning.
He could take the endorsement and shove it.
Why wouldn't I want to be here? This is fantastic. This is great.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic, and as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable, patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit with your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver, that's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver, utopiasilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com, taking back America's healthcare one American at a time.